Lesson 13. Imagine a day when you can just think about writing a paper and the words magically appear on the computer screen. How about being able to turn on the TV without pushing a button or using a remote control? Or being able to check your email without touching a keyboard? It may sound like science fiction, but the technology to control machines by just thinking about them is now being developed. Scientists at Brown University in the United States have developed sophisticated technology by which a quadriplegic man who is incapable of moving his hands and legs can play a video game using his brain like a remote control. Matthew Nagel was able to play simple video games, turn on the TV, and open an email just by using his thoughts, even though he was unable to move his arms and legs. Nagel was able to do all of this thanks to a microchip in his brain. For Nagel, the results were amazing and gave him back some of the independence he had lost when he became unable to move. Although this technology is still being developed, scientists are excited about the future of mind control and computer technology, especially for people who have problems controlling their movements. Would you want to undergo risky surgery to have a microchip put in your brain, though? In the future, you may not need to. Some scientists think that people will soon be able to wear headbands which contain tiny computers that read their thoughts and allow them to control machines such as household appliances, cars, and even planes. This may sound unbelievable, but in fact, a scientist in Germany has already invented a device that allows users to send messages and commands to a computer. The device reads electrical activity in a person's brain through the skin on their forehead and communicates their thoughts to a computer. Although the technology is basic at the moment, scientists around the world are working to improve it. All of this reflects the fact that technology once thought of as futuristic and science fiction is rapidly becoming a reality. At this rate of technological progress, we may all be wearing headbands and using our thoughts to control machines much sooner than we expect.